Morning Coffee Club and romance will help spread good vibes. There's love language.
Mm-hmm.
There's five of them.
Yep. You've got physical touch, acts of service, words of affirmation, quality time, and gifts.
Pick one of those to kick off the weekend for a Friday.
Well, but we were talking how it is, you got to have an understanding when you're married to someone who has a different love language than you. Like Steve is very much physical touch. He wants hugging and cuddling and, just sitting close together all the time. It's like, why are you so far away? I'm like, I'm right next to you. But that to him is when we have time together, that is his love language. For me, it is acts of service.
Acts of service.
Like what? The fact that you thought to go and do something for me is just like the most attractive thing in the world to me.
Oh my God. I disagree.
Look how clean that garage is. That is so hot.
So I try. I'm always trying to be a better man. Yeah, I'm nowhere near perfect. But lately I've been doing the grocery shopping, doing the cooking.
Acts of service.
And I'll clean the pots, pans, and dishes. My wife looked at me last night and goes, what are you up to? You're doing a lot of good things.
You're speaking my love language.
Yeah. Thank you, but I'm watching. I'm a little nervous.
Suspicious.
Yes, exactly.
See, I don't know about the acts of service, and maybe I'm just a control freak, but I don't want people doing things for me. I'll do it myself because you're probably going to do it wrong. How about instead of the time you were going to spend doing things,
what?
Okay, but my other love language is quality time. So I'm like, let me do all these things the right way while you're at work, while you're doing whatever. And then when you're done, we can spend time together and enjoy it.
So when you say spend time together and enjoy it, you mean talk about you and say nice things to you about you.
I think that sounds like a lovely time. Yes. Sounds like filled with quality.
Sounds great. Now you're speaking my love language about me. Yeah. To me. For me. This is so fun.
Hope. Be Morning Coffee Club.
Yeah, texter saying, hey, my love language is gifts because I actually love giving other people gifts. It does bring me great joy to give gifts. My other love language is touch.
Yeah. There's five love languages. Pick one of them.
I believe there's six.
Six?
For you.
For
food.
Me?
For- Isn't there like a food language that has yet to be discovered when folks like you who love food?
It could be branching off the act of service because I've been...
Oh, you don't care who cooks
cooking.
It.
She's trying to be romantic. I've been cooking my wife dinner. Thanks for stealing
could
my thunder.
Could be a gift if you're going out to dinner.
Okay.
So yeah, I feel like it's a subset. Yeah.
Just give me food. I love it.
Be Morning Coffee Club.
Hang on, guys. Gotta stretch it out.
Stretch it out? It's TJ Bowe, producer... Hoping stretch over there. What's going on?
Well, my ring told me that it was time to stretch my legs a little bit. I haven't moved enough this morning, so I hope you don't mind. I'm just gonna
smart ring.
Oh, and it sends a message to your phone. It says stretch. You need a stretch.
Yeah, the ring tells me to stretch. I think it's a lot nicer than my watch that used to tell me to take a walk, stand a little bit.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that used to make me so mad. I no longer have my smartwatch. I gave it to my daughter. I would verbally be like, shut up.
To your watch.
Yes. You don't know me.
It was the worst at the grocery store when you're pushing the cart. And then it would tell me after I'd been walking for 45 minutes that I needed to go for a walk. It's like, how about you stand up for a little bit? It's like, why are you not tracking
right. And then we're
my
yelling,
movement right now?
And then we're yelling in public at our wrist. Looking like crazy people. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So don't assume someone might have some issues. They might just be arguing with their smart watch or ring finger, their fitness that they're wearing.
But isn't that crazy? Like when you think about it, like what would my grandparents have thought if I told them we were going to have something we wore that reminded us when to stand and when to sit?
Mm-hmm.
Be like, well, is it going to remind you to breathe in and then breathe out too?
One of my last jobs, I worked at Thompson for a while, and they have a little chime that goes off to remind people to take a stretching break.
Serious?
Like throughout the building?
Throughout the entire hospital system.
That's like when you're at Wegmans and it's like, time to check the temperatures, right? You hear that little alarm go off. It's time to get up, move around, stretch. Interesting. But with these smart you know, wristwatches and the rings and everything. Do you ever accomplish something and you want to like brag to somebody? Do you ever get like, oh, I did so many steps or movements?
Oh my gosh. The Dierks Bentley concert last summer, I hit the most amount of calories burned. I hit like a 975 score, and my daily's usually like around 400.
From dancing?
Oh my God. I danced so hard at the Dierks Bentley concert. I was a different person.
That happened to me over the summer when I went up on a boat on the lake and having a beer at the dock. Yeah. I'm like, you're a workout hero. You're super fit. 85,000 steps? I've been sitting on a boat. But the vibrations of the boat made it think I was stepping so much.
Oh, because you were physically moving.
Yeah. So, of course, I had to stand up and go, look at this, everybody. Yeah, I was taking credit. Yeah.
I'm a hero.
What do you got? Two steps today? 85,000 plus. Look at me. No, it was the boat. It was the boat. All right, let's make it part of the world's easiest contest. Call number 1958-5252-WBE. Family four-pack of tickets to go see Blippi. The youngins will love it. You'll be the hero mom or dad. Call number 19. How did I get 85,000 plus steps? It wasn't because I actually walked it. How did I get it? I was on something. Come on, we just told you we make it the world's easiest contest, B-O-A-T. Yes.
Alicia, am I a winner?
Alicia, you are call number 19. It's the world's easiest contest. God. We were just talking about the smartwatches, and I got 85,000 plus steps once, but I really didn't walk it. Why did I get it? I was on something that had my body vibrating, thinking I was stepping that much.
The vibration of the boat.
Yeah, the boat.
Now you're a winner.
Yes. Woo-hoo. I'm trying to win these tickets for my son's birthday. It's May 8th, so I'm so excited.
This is perfect because it's at Kodak Center May 7th.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
I love the Bee Morning Coffee Club. I go to work and you guys are like the light up of my day. You wake me up every morning.
He's even affected by the wildfires in California.
Yeah, it's where his first house that his wife and him bought together. It was where the first nursery they had to prep was. And their house, unfortunately, has perished. So one of the many, many, many people impacted right now by the wildfires in California.
Absolutely horrible. It's time to reach out, either call, text, or social. Just check on family members or friends out there. And I have a lot, including my son. We were talking about how I was telling him, hey, get that go bag ready. And sure enough, I caught up with him last night checking up. Hey, are you okay? He's like, the embers are what's causing the problem, the wind, and then it blows them for miles. Mm. So he's 30 minutes north of where all these fires are, which is still close. Some of those embers got it closer. Now he's only about 20 minutes away.
Yeah, this is...
A new one popped up last night, and he's like, Dad, I could see the smoke.
What's
I'm like,
plan?
Are you?
Well, you got to figure there's 70,000 people who they were like, you got to get out of here. At least 70,000 people. Where are they supposed to go? Like your son, where is he supposed to go?
And I asked him, and he said, we're going to, my girlfriend and I and her family, we're going to go north, keep going north.
Just keep going until you find a
hotel.
A place.
And they're checking into what availability is because it's nerve wracking. He goes, you won't believe it. Remember, we used to go drive on the Pacific Coast Highway and stuff. I'm like, absolutely. It's so beautiful there. And remember, you used to say if you won the lottery, you'd buy one of these houses. They're all gone. Pacific Coast Highway. There was a stretch there where it was like the cream of the crop. You made it. You know, you got that big mansion right there on the ocean. They're gone. He goes, Dad, they're gone. I'm like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. I know the Critics' Choice Awards, the Film Critic Choice Awards were supposed to be this weekend. They rescheduled those for February. Universal Studios, all these movie studios have to cancel movie premieres. I mean, everything is just, everyone's just like, get out.
Yeah, the wild card playoff game, Vikings against the LA Rams, moved to Phoenix. It's going to be down in the Glendale, Arizona area now. They had to move it, which they should. I mean, things are so destroyed, and it's the wind. The poor, brave men and women, first responders, you can't do anything when winds are, you know, moving the fire that fast. They're trying, but still.
It's hard not to be very human about it. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing videos of people with, like, their garden hose. like trying to spray it out, and that's not going to do it. It's the garden hose just isn't strong enough, but they're, you know, they're defending their castle.
Yeah.
They are like defending their castle against something they don't have the tools for.
I saw videos of people filling up their garbage bins with water from their pool, and because that's the only place that they could get water, and they're trying to cart it around from the pool over onto the house.
Yeah, those were making me nervous. I'm like, get out! It's just stuff.
Yeah.
In the end, it is very sad, but it's just stuff.
So check
on, can't replace the human life.
No, check on family and friends out there on the West Coast. It's just horrible. And I'll keep you updated on my son. But I was like, you got the go bag? Yep. We talked about that. It's ready to go. And they're looking into hotels just going north. Just keep getting away from it.
I'm just glad he's okay.
Yeah. Whew. Wilson says, do not believe everything you see on social. She goes, on her social, she goes, don't believe these ads that I took gummies to lose weight. I've never taken gummies.
My gosh.
It's wrong. It's AI generated. It's not me. She goes, beware of other celebrities pumping products. It's all fake now.
Oh, man.
Be careful. She goes, and they said I lost 70 pounds. Was I that big? I've tightened up 20 pounds since my career got going. But a lot of it was just eating healthier backstage and jumping around more on stage. It was no fad or gimmick.
It's crazy what AI can make. I mean, it looks like them.
Yeah.
It, for people who aren't professionals going, like my son can tell. It's a fake. He'll come up and he'll be like, see mom, see how the ear is, see around the face, see how arm is moving, see the neck.
Yeah, the hands especially are where I notice it. There was a picture of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce in front of a Christmas tree. And if, I was like, if you look at their hands, they've got like 20 fingers each.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that'll give it away. Check out, okay, the ears, the hands, if it's fake. But Lainey says, I didn't take any gummies. Don't waste your money.